Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sesternino, and I am back here to talk about what I expect from episode number 4 of Survivor 43. Now, we don't even need to talk about how off I was in terms of what was going to happen in week number 3, but I am starting to feel like I have a better sense of what's going on here in this season, so I'm really excited for episode number 4. I thought episode number 3 turned out to be the slowest episode of the season. I expect things to pick up in episode number 4 in a big way for a couple of different reasons, a couple of interesting tribe dynamics that I'm going to talk about, but also the trailers for the episode seem to imply that the survivors are going to have the opportunity to steal something from the other camp. I didn't even know they had anything to steal, but we're going to see how that all plays out. We haven't done that in a while, so it's exciting to see a Survivor throwback, to go back to some of the classic seasons like Survivor Pearl Islands, to see the tribes start to foster some animosity from stealing stuff, if they have anything, from each other. So we'll see how that all plays out. Now, something that I think is super interesting heading into this week's episode of Survivor, we saw last week the Vessi tribe. We saw NECA go out of the tribe. We saw that Noelle ended up getting a vote steal, which really was very powerful at that 5-person tribal council. We really seem to have two pairs based off of what they're showing us in the edit, where it looks like Jesse and Cody look like they are a pair, even though Jesse and Dwight are the survivor marriage, as Adam Klein once said. And then Dwight and Noelle, they are also working together as a pair. If this tribe goes to tribal council, this is something that I think is fascinating that I don't think a lot of people are talking about, because the idea of Noelle's vote steal becomes very interesting here, because I had thought, well, okay, Jesse is a really smart player. He's going to probably work with Dwight and Noelle and become the third vote and vote out Cody. But Jesse is the only other person who knows that Cody had the beware advantage, that he turned into an idol. So they're going to have to potentially blindside Cody and go along with that plan. Now, for Jesse, if he's going along with that plan, that he either has to let them know that he has an idol, and of course that if the vote gets stolen as well, that could also present all sorts of problems, where if Cody plays his idol, hypothetically, that it could be Noelle or Dwight who ends up going home because Cody could potentially play the idol. So Jesse can't really tip off to Cody that he's going to flip. So I actually think this has the possibility to be a historic tribal council that Vessi could potentially go to. But I don't think that they will go to tribal council this week. How about that? We've got the Coco tribe. We've got all 6 people. We've got Carla. She's got the beware advantage. She got the beads from everybody last week. She's got an idol. Now, we see a lot of talk from the Coco tribe. They seem to be upset about something. Did they get something stolen from them? Are they headed to their first tribal council of the season? They've been so strong in the challenges. I feel like that they are going to avoid a tribal council again. If they go, let's see if the Women's Alliance holds together. I am very interested to see what happens if this group ever goes to a tribal council, but the Blue Tribes are doing pretty well here in the new era. I am going to say I think Coco ends up being safe. And then I think that we will have our Yellow Tribe, our Hot Mess Tribe, Baka, potentially going to Tribal Council once again. We saw how things started to blow up for Ellie and Janine when Sammy told Gabler about that they went through his bag. And so I am thinking that this group could potentially be due to go back to a Tribal Council, and that potentially the guys end up voting together. And I'm thinking, maybe not Ellie, maybe Owen puts in a good enough word for Ellie. I think that we could see Janine potentially be the person to go out. I'm sending good vibes to Ellie. That was my winner pick. And so I'd hate to see her go out this early. Nothing against Janine, but I think that she is going to be my pick to see who goes out next. I've been 0 for 2 so far this season. I'm bound to get one right eventually. Let's see what happens. We'll have a full recap after the episode on the Survivor Know-It-Alls. Hope you can join us there. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you're watching us here on YouTube. And of course, check out all the other great Survivor podcasts we have coming your way. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.